Seattle is a city of neighborhoods. This year, it becomes a city of districts. Voters, for the first time in about a century, will elect city council members based on where they live. We are meeting the seven new Seattle districts one at a time ahead of the primary in August. And this week, we are exploring District 3. It is the city's smallest district and also the densest, packed with neighborhoods like First Hill, Capitol Hill, the Central District, and Madison Park. And KUOW's Joshua McNichols takes you there.
District 3 is surrounded by freeways, 520, I-5, and I-90. But on a map, there's one street that stands out, one street that slashes diagonally through the street grid like a samurai sword, East Madison Street. Decades ago, you could take a streetcar down Madison, from downtown all the way to Lake Washington. Today, we'll walk. Our journey starts at First Hill, where all the hospitals are. One of the issues people care about here is traffic.
It affects us the same way as it affects the patients.
That's Chantel Harris, a medical assistant from Swedish's birth center. She's eating lunch on the street with her co-worker, Sarah Trujano.
I mean, we've had situations where patients weren't able to get here adequately due to traffic.
Did you ever have a patient deliver a baby in a car because they couldn't get here in time?
They've delivered in an ambulance because of traffic, yeah.
What was that situation? Were they on the way to your hospital?
Yes.
You know, it's kind of a moment that you want to remember for the rest of your life. And it's, I guess you can look back at it and say, oh, yeah, I delivered an ambulance. But I think for the most part, you would want to be in a nice, clean bed and surrounded by professionals that know what they're doing.
Of course, giving birth in ambulances is very rare. But still, it's a congested area. So much economic activity. And now, with so many people in the city looking for a place to live, development is marching northeast up Madison Street. Those new buildings have higher rents. That's a big deal because the percentage of people in District 3 who rent rather than own is the highest of any district in the city, 62%. That brings us to our second stop on Madison, where we hear about another issue. The rent is too high. We're at the Madison Pub, a gay bar. About 50 or so men have gathered to watch the finale of the television show RuPaul's Drag Race. It's kind of like America's Next Top Model, but with drag queens.
This is our Super Bowl.
It's a community celebration for a community that increasingly can't afford to live here anymore. Tyler Reedus joined a friend here for beer after his retail job. He tells me the cost of housing is a big issue.
We have apartment complexes going up here where a studio bedroom is, what was it, $3,500 for a little studio. That to me is, like, who makes that kind of money here? You know, it's so catering to the Microsoft and the Amazon that is, you know, has really boomed in the past few years.
I couldn't find any studios renting for that much money. I did find some renting for $1,800 a month. Even so, it's clear that people here feel threatened.
Capitol Hill doesn't accommodate us anymore.
That's Lector Morales down at the other end of the bar. He says Seattle needs rent control. Lector's rent recently doubled.
At some point, there's going to be that point where I'm going to be saying it's too much, especially when I know that I could live in Tacoma for a quarter of the and just drive up here to get to work and come back.
Tyler Reedus says many of the new people moving in don't seem to have the same respect for gay culture. Which brings up another issue that people have talked about in District 3, violent crime. One night, after Tyler performed in drag at a local club, he was assaulted by a stranger.
And I just turned around and I knocked him as fast as I could.
You punched him?
I punched him. You would think that 8-inch heels would be enough of a defense mechanism, but I mean, I carry a little knife in my purse now.
Now remember, if you can't love yourself, how in the hell
traveling east on Madison, we pass through another community that's faced a lot of turnover, the Central District. African Americans once made up the majority here. Now they make up only about a fifth of the population. Some of the churches and stores that served that displaced community remain on Madison Street, but fewer people live close enough to walk to church now. They drive from farther away. Our trip concludes at the end of Madison Street in the wealthy lakeside community of Madison Park. Once upon a time, this was also a working-class neighborhood, full of metal workers who commuted to jobs downtown via streetcar and across the lake to Kirkland via ferry. Richard Lehman lived here, starting in the 1930s. Now he stands on the dock, where once he dove up to 40 feet deep for coins tossed in the lake by ferry passengers.
Penny, nickel, dime, get it every time. And that's what we yelled.
Lehman says the changes to the neighborhood have been good overall. He looks back at Madison Park, where family homes often sell for over $2 million. But he remembers a time, back in the 1960s, when it was really cheap to live here.
You could rent anything over here for 60 bucks a month. Oh, yeah. So it was a haven for single people.
He said the people who couldn't afford that cheap rent could find even cheaper rent on Capitol Hill.
Now they can't even live on Capitol Hill. Where do they go now? Sumner? I mean, there's no place to go. Who the hell can live in 500 square feet, you know?
Apparently, a lot of tech workers can, who are flocking to District 3. In 20 years, they'll be the ones telling the history of this neighborhood. Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.